Hey, it's Kate. I haven't done this for a while. Lots of reasons for that. Maybe I'll do another boo about why. But I wanted to talk now in response to some audio I've been listening to the last couple of days. Started by Paul of Amani Blog and followed up by Phil and Chris and Mac about whether or not to use audio boo for business. And I think specifically your Amani blog kind of account for business, and would we all want to listen to it? I think my tack might be slightly different to the other responses that you've got. I think from a personal point of view, yes, I'd love to hear what you've got to say, and I will, you know, if you were broadcasting that on a different channel, I'd listen to it there. But I think if you look at the point slightly broader in terms of relevancy and target market, which is, I think, what your question was really getting at. I've been pondering the same question myself. I've been pondering it now for 5 years on Twitter, and I'm torn between those two schools of thought, that social media is social and you should stay social and stay true to yourself, and no, you should separate, you know, business content from personal life. And I think I still come down slightly on the separation. And I know for my clients, I definitely advise that. And I also know that I follow a lot more people on social media for business than I do for following and tracking, you know, their personal lives. Because to be honest, I think there's some rule of thumb, isn't there, about how many people you can actually stay in touch with and feel close to. And I think that group is fairly small. But, you know, as a business, you have to speak to a lot of people and try and engage as many as possible. Not in a flippant and trite way, I hope. But, you know, you have to spread your net wider in order to be in business. And I think whilst I'm interested in the business lives of people that I'm close to, I am not interested in the personal lives of everybody I follow on social media. And in fact, to a point, I've got a kind of someone I'm following on Twitter who I've, you know, followed for a long time and had quite a bit of respect for. And it's waned lately because this person has swayed from an account that was primarily about sort of professional thinking, and has walked definitely into, well, in terms of really quite sexual content, to a point where it's just really made me go, oh, do you know what? I don't want to follow you anymore. And it has affected how I think about their professional content. And maybe that says more about me than the other person. But I don't know. I you know, I follow some people and I do different things on all different channels, and I know other people that I work with do that too and are careful about what they put out on different channels. So in answer to the question, am I interested in hearing about all of your work lives and your personal lives? Yes. Do I think that they should mix the channels? I'm not quite so sure that really works. Anyway, I'm going to put it to testing because I'm going to start splitting my content out a bit more, and I'm also going to rattle through my Twitter account, I think, which seems to have come a bit more about scones and taking the dog for a walk than my business thinking. And actually, I think I need to rectify that balance a bit. So I'd be interested to hear if anybody's got any comeback on this and whether they think I'm talking nonsense or if you think it's sense.